war, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a krecht because the Baal the Yidden left early. We know that the Emes, if they would have stayed the entire time that was allotted to the time of the Golas, they would not have to go into other Goliaths. But after, because they had to leave early, there was no choice, they would have fallen into the Nunchari Tumah v'chule, but they had to go back into Golas. There's a famous Arichus of Avart from the Beis Halevi. Others also talk about it, the Pasuk in Eicha, Hisbiani Bamiroirim Hirvani Lano, that there's a direct connection between Hisbiani Bamiroirim, which is Leil Pesach, to Hirvani Lano, which is Leil Tishabov. Because Dafka, because we went out by Yitzias Mitzrayim early, because of that, Hirvani Lano, we have to still suffer through the other Goliaths, and we have to have a Tishabov, we have to have Chorban. So that was the Krechts. And the Krechts is on Bishalach, because Bishalach is Gematria 344 with Isaias. We spoke already that the Yidden was supposed to be in the Mitzrayim 430 years. That's a full hand, a full deck of Midas Adin, Elohim, 86, Midas Adin times 5. 86 times 5 is 430. But the Emes is the Yidden were only in Mitzrayim. The Koishi Ashibud was only one section of 86. 86 is also Gematria Kois. That's why we drink four Koises. That's for the other 344 years. Bishalach, we went out 344 years early. Bishalach is 344. And that's why they're giving a krecht, because we're going out early, Ein Bereira, we have to go back into Golis. Now it's Vayirdu v'Mitzrayim Achareyem. If the Yidden would have totally left Mitzrayim and not felt connected, then the Yidden Mitzrayim wouldn't have run after them. This is the Yisoid. If you want to totally disconnect, then totally disconnect. If you're not totally disconnected, then you're still connected. You're shaychus to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will run after you. Until there's an entire Kriyas Yamsuf, which we'll see, is not, besides that it's an egana irua, an event that happened in of itself, with its own milus and inyonim, but avada, it's also, there's a lot of rise to this. The hashlama and the pinnacle of Yitzias Mitzrayim is because finally they're drowned, they're gone, they're not there anymore. Meis al sfasayam. Because until then, if it's not dead, then they're going to run after you. You think you left, they're going to come after you. A group of Hasidim of Rav Pinchas Mikaretz were once sitting around and speaking about as a kvutza on a dvorim o'imdim barumi shalaylam, and he asked them, what's the topic? What's the sugya malan? So they said, we're talking about the Yetzirah who's running after us. He says, I think you're not up to that madrega yet. You're still holding by the madrega that you're running after him. But you have to know where you're up to and how you're connected. But that was the Vayirdu from Mitzrayim Achareyim. The emphasis is, there's a lot of rise to this, that this was all staged. It's a funny thing. Moshe Rabbeinu asks the 3 days, the Nizbacha, it's all a spiel, it's all a lie. Why didn't he tell Pari straight in the face? We're out of here, we're gone. See you, Charlie. What's the pshat? So there's many pshat, but I heard a marvel dik pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mesoiviv that they should drown in the Yamsuf, for whatever reason. If Moshe Rabbeinu would leave, if the Klai Yisrael would leave, so that's it, they would leave, they wouldn't run after them. The Avish that was Mesabib, that Pari should think it's for 3 days, so he should afterwards come again another 3 days, and then finally run after him and fall into the Yam. The Klai Yisrael didn't need the Yam for Hatzalas Atzmon. If you notice, they even went into the Yam and came out at the same side. That wasn't the Nakuda. The Nakuda was to be Matbiya, the Mitzrayim. One of the big rays to this, Moira, the Kadiyak and the Rambam, but it's Nifl, the Rambam and Hilchas Yisoydi Atoyer and Perak Ches. When the Rambam brings the famous Yisoyd that our Emunah in Nevi'im is not because of the Moifsim that they did, and he goes and elaborates one by one the Nisim v'Neflois that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he explains one by one that they were not in order that we should be nispal from the Moifsim and therefore believe in his Nevuah. That's not the reason. Now why were there all these Nisim? Litzoyrich Asa'am. He did them for each one for a reason. We needed food, he gave us man, v'chule. And he says, the Mitzrayim had to drown, we had to get rid of them, so he drowned them in the Yam. What did Mitzrayim have to drown? He had to save us! No, the saving of Klal Yisrael is not the Nakud of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hatbah of the Mitzrayim. And it was all saved that he should run after them. Now, Amayis, the Klal Yisrael, it says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, with Kli Zayin, with weapons. What do they need weapons for? For the Melcham in Knan. I mean, they're out of Mitzrayim. They need weapons, I guess. The next Melcham is coming in a few days. Achara Saryoy Mechayriv. They have it all planned out. They have weapons. In Zohar state that the Emes, it's mentioned the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah 50 times, and the Sfarim talk about this, that's why there was really 50 levels of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yidden were in the 49 levels of Tumah. They would have fallen in the 50. Instead, they jumped. They got a jump start and went into the 50 levels of Kedusha. That's the V'chamushim. They went 50 levels. There was 50 dargas in Yitzias Mitzrayim for each darg of Tumah that transferred to Kedusha. It's also brought down in the Zohar, Bachamushim all of B'nai Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim, that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened after 50 Yoivlis. Chamushim is 50 times 50. Avad it's Yidua, that the Geula Asidah is supposed to be after 85 Yoivlis, as I bring Taisus and Avodah Zarah in today's Daf and the Daf Yomi, and the Gemara actually works out the Cheshbon, that the Geula should have happened 1600 years ago, but the Zohar says that there is 50 Yoivlis for Yitzias Mitzrayim. 50. And the Kasha is 50 Yoivlis, it's pretty easy to calculate. 50 times 50 is 2500. We know that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened 2,448 years after Brias Olam, so it's off by 52. What's the Cheshbin that if the Bechamusha means that the spitz of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yoivl of all Yoivlis, the 50 of the 50, that's not when Yitzias Mitzrayim happened, it happened 50 some odd years before that. So there's a Meir de Gevart from Rav Meir Shapiro Milublin. He says, really, we know there's a Machlekes Tanoim. If every Yoivl is 50 years, or really every Yoivl is 49 years, because the year of Yoivl itself is Oilu Lakan Lakan. Right? You have year 49, which is the 7th Shemitah, and then you have Avada, the following year after that is called the year of Yoivl, plenty of special halachas for Yoivl. But Yoivl, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also year 1 of the next cycle. As opposed to the Rabbanan that say, no, it's a year that stands in of itself. Which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, each cycle of Yoivl is 49 years. 50, 49 year Yoivl says Mamish Triti, exactly when Yitzias Mitzrayim was. And that's why it says by the snare, that by the snare, when HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that it's time to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayar Hashem ki sor lerois. Sor is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, we hold like the Rabbana. We hold like the Rabbana. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is not now after 210 years. We need another 50 years till it gets to the year 2500 from Brias Olam. Sor, we need 260. And they're able to answer them back, no, we're going to go according to the Shita that each Yoivl is 49. Which makes Moshe Rabbeinu go to Shita say afterwards, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu lives for 120 years because there are 120 Yoivlis in the entire world. The 6,000 years of the world is 120 Yoivlis. 120 50-year Yoivlis. That was Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah by Zayis HaBracha saying, what do you mean? You went according to Rabbi Yehuda. I deserve to live for another 2 years. Because if the world is 6,000 years and it's broken into 49-year Yoivlis, there are actually 122 Yoivlis in the cycle of the world, and I deserve then to live another 2 years. That's the Shakel V'Tari that happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Targum Yoimus says, V'chamushim, what does it mean, V'chamushim? That each one of them had five children. Kol chadim chamesh tafla. V'chamushim, each one with five kids. Five kids, each one had a whole bunch of kids. It was Yolda Shisha V'keresechad, and V'stama, there was a few ladies even, like, so where's five? So, the Karam Chemed, he says, Meirdik, he says, Avad, each one had, every family had a lot of kids. Each time the wife gave birth was six kids. And the stomach they gave birth, was 10 times, right? 60 kids. Over 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died, of the adults. Vachamushim, Rashi's other Peshad is 5th. 80% died. So who took over all those other kids? The 5th that was left. I mean, each family went out, not with their own 60 kids, but with 5 sets of 60 kids, with 300 kids. Zacharati lo chesed nu raif. Tremendous, the tremendous Beis Yisoymus over here, a tremendous orphanage, a matzav, a pel of the gazach, that each one went with five times the amount of kids. That's what it means. Chamesh taflo. Now the pasuk says, "Loi nochem alikim derech eretz pelishtim." The hanhoga of Klal Yisrael in the midbar here is not with the regular derech eretz of pelishtim, the way the world runs, the way the world runs. The rain comes down from the top, and the bread grows from the bottom. And over here it was fakert. The water came from a be'er, and the mun came from Shemayim. This is not... we're staging the story here of the Torah, of the Arboim Shana Bamidbar. This is not Derech Eretz Pelishtim. It's exactly not happening the regular way. That's why afterwards, this gets to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to go back to Reglam HaGav Yehul. That's the stage of the puzzle. This is not Derech Eretz Pelishtim. This is not... the next 40 years is not going to be the regular way. Now anyways, Paroi is told, we said, that he thought they're only going for 3 days. And that's why he's going to run after them, all the hechatimsa, to have him fall into the army. But it says, ki barach, by Yugad Melech Yisrael, ki barach ha'am zok the balaturim. Ki barach is gematria 240. Because who was the snitch? Amalek. Amalek is 240. He's the one that said, by Yugad Melech Yisrael, ki barach. Who's that guy that said, ki barach, that snitched on them? It was Amalek. Amalek is 240. Amalek is also gematria mas hachnosa. They're also, mas hachnosa is 240. They're also a snitch, but that's a different shot. Vayikach sheish me'ois rechav bachor. He took the best chariots. It's brought down. The Maram Shif brings this in the scene over there. When he has a liket of varts, but ma'aseh, this is barichas in the Zohar. I was just saying, but sorry, this Indian rechav is 222. Bachor is gematria 216. If vayikach sheish me'ois rechav bachor, if you take out six from rechav. If you take rechev is 222, you take out six out of the rechev, you're left with bachor. You're left with 216. 216 is a very, very fascinating number. We know that there are three psukim here. Rashi brings in the Masechta Sukkah that there are three psukim by Yobai, Vayisa, Vayet. That if you read these three psukim frontwards, the second one backwards, the next one forwards again, there are three psukim. Each one of them has 72 letters, and they spell out 72 different three-letter names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In davening, when they used to say by Hallel, Ani Vahoy Hoshiyano, Rashi says that Ani, Rashi and Sukkah, it's a Zohar, but I'm saying over Rashi and Sukkah, Ani and Vahoy are both on that list of the three-letter names, the 72 three-letter names, which altogether is 216. That's by Yikach Sheish, May Ois Rechev Bachar, you get to that 216. Which was a chelik of the process of Kriyas Yamsef, which the M is to understand. It's not that grada ros hashivcha alayam, and like there's two things happening. There's the hatzol of Klal Yisrael within the field of Mitzrayim, and grada is a tremendous isgalus. It's all one. The experience and the hargosha of this moirdike hisgalus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifested himself in the 72 three-letter names of Ayyovei, Vayisa, Vayet. When you have that, so that creates Hatzol of HaKlai Yisrael, Nefilu from Mitzrayim. That's all a Toitzo'ah. Be'etzem, as we're saying, the event of Kriyas Yamsef in of itself was a tremendous darga of his Galas Elohos Bahai Alma, of Ayyobai, Vayisa, Vayet, of the 216 of these three, of all these Shemois. And that manifests itself. Okay, so then everything's going to work out. The Mitzrayim are gone, the Yidna here, everything works out. And that's what happens. That Vayar Yisrael is a Yoda Gedoyla, right? In Mitzrayim they only saw the Etz, but now they see the Yoda Gedoyla. Vayiru Hashem, Ha'omes Hashem, this Yira, and finally Spitz, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdi. All this forum talk about this. Emuna Lachar is the leap of faith at the beginning of the process. And here we have first Vayar, then Vayiru, Yira Hashem, and then finally Emuna. Emuna is at the end of the process. So I saw an interesting Nusach from Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita. It's a zog, a nakuda. You know, you have Rachmanu Litzlan, Fry Yidden, Porkei Oil Toiru Mitzvahs. Somehow the Tziyonim were tremendously Matzliach and the various other Tkufis over the door. And they walk around saying, yeah, but Yeshle Emuna Balev. Yeah, Kol HaKavod, yeah. This is garnished. It's Vayira, Vayar, Vayiru, and then you translate your Emuna into Shemiras Toiru and Mitzvahs. To say, I don't keep Shabbos, I don't keep basic tenets of the Yiddishkeit, but Yesh li emuna balev. Tzigaret tzedavant. So it's Vayar, Vayiru, and then finally emuna. That's a pshat. It's a good zog for Yana Gai, but that's what we're talking about here. That's what we need here, Revorts. Vayar, Vayiru, finally emuna. To zil the fryer? No, there's not something else going on here. Pshat says, hey, the Nesiv Shalom talks about it. He says, there's emuna b'moyach. Then there's even a higher madrega, emuna balev. And then there's mamish emuna b'kol ha'ivorim, kol atzmoy seitei marno, kol Yisrael going into the yam with the chol ramach ha'ivorim, jumping in, with not knowing what's going to happen. That's an emuna that's beyond vayar, beyond vayiru. It's, and the truth is, it's lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha ve'emunoscha ba'leilos. The Sfarim say ba'leilos is beiz leilos. There were two nights. There are two nights that express the emuna of kol Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two nights are Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim and Leil Kriyas Yamsef. These Baal Leilois, these Beis Leilois, were the buildup of the Emunah in Klal Yisrael. And it's fascinating, it's not a coincidence that it was 7 days later. It says that the Yidden was supposed to be Mitzrayim for 400 years. It says 430, it says 210, but it also says 400. 400 is from Leidas Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Tesvav Nisan. It's exactly 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. But when was Yitzchak's bris? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memalei Shniseyem Shel Tzadikim, Miyoyim Liyoyim, Rav Chaim Volozhin was nifter on the day of his bris, not on the day he was born. It goes with the day of the bris. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zayin Adar, because he was Noilad Mohol. So it works out. But the Etzem, the Memalei Shniseyem, is from the Yoyim HaMila. The Kriyas Yamsuf is the Yoyim HaMila of Yitzchak. That's the setup. This 100 years, the Yitzhak, the Shreirish of the Yitzhak is in Leidas Yitzchak. Oh, but there's Leidas Yitzchak Tesvav Nisan, and then there's finally afterwards the Kriyas Yamsuf is at the end of that process. And both of these Leilois are supposed to create Emuna. The truth is, as an overview of the entire Parsha's Beshalach is about Emuna. Fascinating enough, at the end of the Parsha it says that there are 116 Psukim. And as we know, after every parsha, there's a remez for what the word that's meramez the parsha. The remez of Parshas B'Shalach, it says there is 116 psukim. Remez, Yad Emuna. Yad Emuna. Right? Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, uv'moisha avdoi. Vayihi Yodov Emuna. It says Vayamolik at the end of the parsha. Advoy Hashemesh, that's Yad Emuna. Vayamolik, they also said Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. That's Emuna. There's also a big sugi, if we'll get to for a few minutes, is the Mon. Vayomer Yisrael. Mon who is icy ice? Emuna. It was a lechem of Emuna. Everything, Mon, Be'er, Amolek, Kris Yamsef, the entire Parshas B'Shalach is Vayar Yisrael Asayoda Gedoyla, and then you come to Emuna. Fun Anfan, the entire process of the Parsha is Emuna, but we'll see more about that. Let's first, we're still holding here at the beginning. So there's a Vayar, Vayibaku Amayim. We know the Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it in Hallel. Hayom ra'a vayonois, hayar de nisay v'achar. Hayom ra'a vayonois. So there's a famous medrash. I don't know where it is, but it's brought down in a lot of sfarim. Hayom ra'a vayonois. Ma ra'a hayom. What did the yam see? Ra'a b'risa d'ra'a. He said a lot of things. Yeah, there's a different medrashim, but one of the medrashim says it saw the b'risa of Rav Yishmael. What does it mean that the yam saw the b'risa of Rav Yishmael? Hayom ra'a vayonois. It saw the b'risa of Rav Yishmael. So there's many different shotim. One shot I saw from Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. He says, "Be'emes, we know the Yidden were in the Memtes Shari Tuma. It was Haloloi the Avodah Zarah, the Haloloi the Avodah Zarah." And the Medrash, this is a famous Medrash. The Medrash says that the Yam has a shakel of Atariya with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It says, "Why should I split? Why should I save them? I see the Mitzrayim running right after them. You want me to drown them also? I see you have this all planned. Haloloi the Avodah Zarah, the Haloloi the Avodah Zarah. Either I'll continue going or I'll drown everyone. What's the deal here? Halolu v'halolu, ma nishtana? What's the chilek?" So there's many Nisrais in the Medrash. One of them is Halolu Yasu Tshuva, Meredith Kechidish, they're going to do Tshuva. Also, the Proshas Drachim Barichas talks about this concept, why we Dani Himal Osim, but that was one of the Torahs. Yasu Tshuva! That's a Teretz. We're holding before Matan Torah. These are Bnei Noyach. Bnei Avram of Bnei Noyach. Right, that's good for the Proshas Drachim's didn't, like, what's their status? But he says, that's a reason to save them? Yasu Tshuva? Who says that's recognized by a Bnei Noyach? Who says we should reckon with that, says the Yam? So the Eibishter answers, there's a Rabbi Yishmael. Rice is a Rabbi Yishmael. Who is Rabbi Yishmael? Tana. You name it Tana after Yishmael? Tana after Yishmael. Yeah, Yishmael asa tshuva. The Besayf Yomar state, Yishmael asa tshuva. How do you know you recognize such a tshuva? There wouldn't be a Tana named after him. So Ma Ro Hayom, at the end of the Shakel Vataria, it saw the Bryce of the Rabbi Yishmael. Halo Yasu tshuva. And the man he split. That's one shot. There's a whole bunch of more. I'll speak out a few. The Pupulish of Torah. It says Ma Ro Hayom. So Hayom Ro Hayar Ma Ro Hayom. Hayom Ro Bayonas Hayardin Yisav Lachar. The Yam saw the Yardin, and it says in the Medrash, Chazal say that the Yam made a Kavachomer from the Yardin. If the Yardin split for Yeshua, certainly I should split for Moshe. It's a Peladik a Kavachomer. Yeshua was after Mount Torah. It's before Mount Torah. It's a big kasha. But that was the kasha. What? So how did the Yam split from a Kavachomer? Where does it say Kavachomer? If you said Karbanos today, Tandre, right? So that was raw brayse of Rabbi Shmuel, the kalvachaymer from the yarding. One more shot in raw brayse of Rabbi Shmuel. The Yam said, "I don't want to save them. Halalu wipe the avay dezara. Halalu wipe the avay dezara." And the Eibishter answers, "No. There's a chilek oynis and rotzen. What do you mean? But yard by yard. And avay dezara is yard by yard. But Teresa Rabbi Shmuel argues. Rabbi Shmuel is the Tana. Sanhedrin. He doesn't hold. Oh, so it doesn't mean brayse of Rabbi Shmuel like this. It means." Like the first pshat was Brisa the Rabbi Shmuel. Like this it means Rabbi Shmuel Shita elsewhere. Rabbi Shmuel Shita that there's no Yard Vayaver on Avodah Zarah. But the Yama says the Prashas Drachim. There's a Yidua that the Prashas Drachim has a Richus where the Klal Yisrael from the times of Avram told Matan Torah have a din of a Yid or a Goy, and he brings Rais ba'arichus that it's a Machlekes Achroinim and then that it's a Machlekes Rishonim and then that it's a Machlekes Tanoim and then that it's a Machlekes Yosef and the brothers. It's a Yidua the Gishtikl. But I want to speak out on a Kuda. In this Shakra Batari with the Yam, says, "I don't want to save them, they're also Avodah Zarah." So the Eibishter answers him back, according to one Medrash, the Prashas Drachim brings it. Shoita Sheba Oilam! klumato mashve shoyge kemeizet v'oynes kerotzen. He answers, shoyge sheva'oylam, klumato mashve shoyge kemeizet v'oynes kerotzen. What's this double lush, shoyge kemeizet v'oynes kerotzen? Zok the precious drachim, be'emes tezem achloikas, do the yidin have a din of a yid or a goy? If they have a yid, din of a yid, then they have a p'tor of shoyge. On a yid is a p'tor of shoyge. The benoich doesn't have a p'tor of shoyge. But on the other hand, if they're a goy, they could say oynes. There's no chi of mesiris nefesh by a goy. But I'll say yid, there's no p'tor of oynes. Let's not go on Rabbi Shmuel now. There's a din of yad val yad. So the yam says, I don't want to say a klal Yisrael because I want to be machmor and them l'chumra. You want to say they're potter because I was benoich, they have a p'tor of shoygig. A p'tor oynes. Maybe they have a din of Yisrael. You want to be mach, you want to be, say al Yisrael, maybe they have a din benoich and there's a chi of even maybe shoygig. So Rabbi Shlom says back, Shaita Sheva Oilam, someone that's machmer kechumra of shneim, that's a shaita. Oy kibei shamei bekulein bechumrein, oy kibei silu bekumein bechumrein. Klumat the mashve, shoyge kemezes, ve oimis kerotzen, at the same time, he tells the yam, the Rabbi Shlom, you want to damn them also as shoyge kemezes, and also as oimis kerotzen. That you can't do, you can't have the shak of the tarya, that they're also a din benoich, and also a din Yisrael. That was the nitin of the yam. Now, if this permission from the precious Rachim, we see that this vikuach, if they have a din of a benoyach or not, is bishroshim, it's not only a machloikis. Rishoinim, it's already a machloikis, Yosef and the brothers, mamala b'kaydish. I want to say something similar. There's a machloikis achroinim, the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger. The Magen Avraham in Hilchis Kriyishma and Simen Samach Zayin brings down that we have a mitzvah essay deraisa to do Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, which is we do at the end of Kriyishma, we say by Yoimer, we do Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Magen Avraham in Simen Samach Zayin says a Chiddush. He says, if you don't say Kriyishma and you say Os Yoshir, you're Yoytze the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Saying Kriyas Yamsuf, saying Parshas Os Yoshir, is also a kiyum of Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. As I saw, the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Chassam Sofer, in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, Choylik. Actually, the Sofer, when he's Choylik, he quotes his Shver, Rabbi Kiveger, but he doesn't quote his Shver's Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes his Shver from somewhere else in a different Sofer where it's brought down. But we have the Hagoyis of Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer in our Shulchan Aruch, and both of them are Magia, not like the Magen Avraham, that no, the mitzvah essay of Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim, you must mention something that happened on Tesvav Nisan. You can't talk about what happened by Yamsuf Kriyas Yamsuf is an egin Yiruah Mechonein Ma'od, but it's a separate event. It's not connected. It's not sufficient to talk only about Kriyas Yamsuf and not Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Yitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's a Machloikis Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger. I want to suggest that maybe this Machloikis is already earlier. I want to suggest that maybe it's a Machloikis. Well, let me tell you how it goes. It says that the Rabbi Nishlan told Moshe to beg and ask Klal Yisrael, the Yishalel, no. He asked that Klal Yisrael please should take the rechush from the Mitzrayim when they're leaving. Shelo yoyim aray say tzadik Avram v'avodim v'inu aysim kiyamte behem v'achre ken yetzim rechush godel kiyamte behem. So Hashem begs Moshe, please tell them to take the rechush, because otherwise Avram is going to come with tainis. Fret the goyim. Others also ask this question. The reason Hashem has to promise them a rechush godel is because otherwise Avram Avinu is going to come with tainis. He promised a Rechush Gadol or he didn't promise a Rechush Gadol? He promised a Rechush Gadol. So they have to take the Rechush Gadol. What does it mean Avraham Avinu is going to come with tainis? Harbet throats me, I shall say. But the Goyin says, I'm already the Paris, the Goyin says that by MS, we know that by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was even a bigger Rechush. And there was a Rechush Gadol, there was a Zbizas Hayam, and how will we say it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds like the Magen Avraham, that Kriyas Yamsuf is also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if there's a Havtocha, that the Yidna have to get a Rechush Gadol by Yitzias Mitzrayim, suffice to be that by Kriyas Yamsuf they'll take the biza, and that will be a kiyum. Magen Avraham, a kiyum of taking Rechush Gadol by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Hashem told Moshe, "I'll beg the Yidden to take it already in Mitzrayim now, tonight in Tezvav." Because what's going to be Avraham Avinu? Maybe holds like Rabbi Kiveger, and he's going to say, "No, the haftoch of Rechush Gadol was half an art." So Shalayimar is like tzaddik. You have to also take the Rechush in Mitzrayim itself. So the machloikis, Rabbi Kiveger, Magen Avraham. Is a machloikis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham in that shakta v'tari.
Avraham is supposed to be Magen Avraham.
Yeah. Magen Avraham. Yeah. In this case, not. So, what's taka the taich though that we're saying that the Magen Avraham says that Kriyas Yamsuf is the end of the Yitzi and not its Egin Adin? So the emes, as we already said, it was the 400 years from Milas Yitzchak. It's connected the two parts, and also also, you know, when an Eved is Barach, you can still take him back to the Adoin. But if there's Misas Adoin, that's when it's kaput. Vayar Yisrael, they saw the Meis al Svas Hayam, that happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. Until then, they were a Bechin of Eved Shebarach. All Mimukim, like the Magen Avraham stuff. So do noch hast du gedo. Bayavi marosa, but la yachlu lishto ismayim mimora, ki morim heim. They couldn't drink the water. There's a word I saw from the Baal Shem Tov. I'd rather say, Bayavi marosa, but la yachlu lishto ismayim mimora. They couldn't drink the water. Was bitter. You know why? Ki morim heim. Who was bitter? Pashas the water. Nay. He says Klal Yisrael was bitter. If it's bitter inside, it's not going to be tasty. A person has to know, you have to work on your previous, you have to work on your inside. If it's bitter inside, if you're for bissen, if you're a chveis, maybe there's pills to take, I don't know, but it's ki morim heim. If it's morim heim inside, it's not going to help. You want to be able to be shoyser from the mesikas mayim atoira. It's lo yachal lishtois, ki morim heim, bist for bissen inside in the veining. You know, there's the famous chakir, you add sugar to the coffee, if it's still bitter or the sugar's there, it's not there. Go. Call many philosophers and shaylas. Oh, but it's the health nish. If it's kimorim heim, it's not going to go in. After you fix up the kimorim heim, then it's yedua. Everyone says this word. Vayireyu Hashem eitz. Hashem gives an eitzah. You want to spear zich the mesikas atayra? Vayashlech elamayim. Jump into the water. Put your entire amachi varim into the water. Don't just take a little sip. Jump in gansen in the kol kulay. Your entire amachi varim into the water, into the mayim shal tayra, and then you'll start too. But about it, the first thing is it shouldn't be kimorim heim. Oh. So then we say we have the mon. It was lechem of emuna. The Gemara says in Yuma, it's fascinating, there's a whole arichus of two blad of tzaddik talks about this, others. There's two blad of Gemara that talk about the mon and how it was a ruchnius food, and it even says it was mechuspas. Mechuspas is a gematria. Gemara, I'm saying a gematria. Tifel gematria, this is a Gemara. Mechuspas is gematria 248, that the mon went into the 248 yavarim. It wasn't like regular food that goes. It comes out as tzoya. It was mechuspas. It went straight into the ramach yivarim because it was only the ruchnis of the food. Of a zakar tzadik, there's two blad of Gemara that talks about the mon. You know where it is? In the eighth parak of Yuma. The eighth parak of Yuma is about fasting on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur. That's where the sugya of the mon is. This is not the regular achila. This is you have to know what the word is over here. But when you talk about some on Yom Kippur, that's where you talk about achilas mon. Now, the Gemara says also, that same Gemara, the Yuma, Vahu Kezera, God Lavan, it was God, it was Magid Lehem Yisrael, if it's a Ben Tisha L'Rishon or a Ben Shiva L'Acharon. Right, let's say there was a Vekuach, the person didn't know whose child was, the lady got divorced, or Nis Alman, and now you don't know, they didn't do Avchana, and now you don't know whose child it is. So the mon were able to tell, because the mon would fall for the child, either by the household of the Gora, or the new husband. Fred Toysvis, what about Avchana? You're supposed to wait 3 months till you get remarried. How do you have a zakeis in the midbar? So Tosfos Yerushalmi says, they didn't make yet the takana of Avchana. Because they didn't have to. Because they had DNA, not DNA, no, that's now. I want to clarify, there's DNA, but first they had the mon testing. No, the pel is Torah Leva Shemayimi. The Achronim has to, the Bursari. Others are, you're allowed to rely on that? And now I'm asking, you're allowed to rely on DNA testing? Lachar, nowadays there's DNA testing, there's still an Isra of Avchana. Avada, wait, blow. Favos. Yeah, okay, I'm not passing. No, I know, Avada. Excellent. Tyson's lesson is they weren't misacking it yet because they were able to say Mechandaman. Avada, now there's a Takana. What would you do? DNA testing, that's a steer to the mon. Which one would you do now? Terra Leib Shemayim. Vahoya Bayoim Ashishi, Vahinu Esasher Yaviu, Vahoya Mishnah Al Kalashal Yukutu Yoim Yoim. The Pasuk says that there was an inyan of lechem mishne, because the mon didn't fall on Shabbos, it also didn't fall on Yontif, and therefore there's an inyan of lechem mishne. It's brought down in halacha, this din of lechem mishne. There's a shaila. Is lechem mishne a da'iraisa? I saw the Taz in Hilchas Chanukah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Ches, where over there there's a nidin about like what comes first, Ner Chanukah or Havdalah or Kiddush or this, you know, all those Seder Kedima questions, what's more important, what's not. He says that it's more important to get Lechem Mishnah than wine for Kiddush. He says, because Kiddush you can do in Davening, and the wine is only a Derabbanan, as opposed to Lechem Mishnah is a Deraisa. As I said to Taz, in Hilchas Chanukah, it's a big chiddush. A lot of Pesachim are choyled that Lechem Mishnah is an asmachta. It's not so poshut if the din of Lechem Mishnah is a doiraisa. I mean, there's a din of Suda, that's Divrei Nevi'im, right? That's a Pesach in Yeshaya. But that there's a din of Lechem Mishnah, interesting bitui of the Taz, that it's a doiraisa. But it's about to learn that from here. Now, it's brought down that you're supposed to be by Tzeya, the two kikrois, and the Ramah brings that on Friday night, you're supposed to be by Tzeya the lower challah. You put them, right, one on top of the other, and you're supposed to be by Tzeya the tachtoin. On Shabbos day, or on Yom Tif, even Yom Tif at night, and what happens when Friday night is Yom Tif, there's a big machoikis with the Mekubalim, what's supposed to go on. Right? But on Friday night, you're supposed to do the tachtoin, and all others in this nidden about Friday night, Shechal v'Yom Tif. What do we do Friday night, Leila Seder? Those that do like the Arizal, not like the Goyim, the three matzahs. What do we do? What does the Goyim do when it's Friday night? He takes the third one? There's two shlemis? No, they still don't do two shlemis. Yeah, because Teretz is, you don't need really two shlemis. Okay, I'm going to jump behind myself. On Friday night, you take the lower one. Fret the Mogan Avram, the Taz, all the Paiskim, Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. The upper one is supposed to be. Right? Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So there's a few different solutions. Mogan Avram has this whole thing that you're supposed to start the bracha one and switch it over. There's a whole thing. If you see people moving under the talus cover, that's what they're doing. But the Taz says, no, you're supposed to put just the lower one closer to you. Lamaisa, most Rishonim are not like that. And the Goyim brings like that, that you're supposed to be by Tzeya both. And that the Shail had a lot of on the sugi over there in Priestess Chala, that you're supposed to be Pyrus both. It's also interesting, we know the Arizal, there's a minig, the Arizal was noyik to have 12 chalas. Can I get the 12 lechem upon him? So there's even of 12 chalas. Still, two of them should be bigger, but Etzem he had by every suit the 12 chalas. The Goyin says that no, we always have 12 chalas over Shabbos, because the Goyin holds you're supposed to be by Tzeya both by each suit. That means by each suit you end up having four. And there's three suitors, so that's 12. That's how you get the. Meaning the Goyin also is moited as the even of the 12. The 12 is because he holds you're not by Tzeya only one, you're by Tzeya both. Lechem Mishnah, Batsua, three suitors, work it out, yeah? It's 12. There's also another chat that the chalas is supposed to be two long chalas that spells like a vav. That's the 12. Vav. That's another inyan. That's another inyan of the 12. Now there's a big shayla in lechem mishneh. Again, especially if you don't get rid of the raisa. What if one of the lechems you're not planning to eat? Like, can you take it out of the freezer and it's 10 minutes before shkia and this is not going to the frost, but it could be your lechem mishneh? Can you borrow it from your neighbor who comes in with you and is like waiting very, very anxiously till you give it back to him a minute later? What if it's Tevel? What if it's Pas Akum and it's Aseres Yimei Tshuva and you're Machmer on Pas Akum? What if it's Erev Shabbos Shechal BePesach and it's after Chatzos and you're eating Shalosh Shudis? Can you use Matzah? No, before Chatzos, wait a minute. It's early in the morning. Can you use Matzah? You're only eating Chometz, but can you use Matzah, Shmur Matzah, that you're not allowed to eat now for the Lechem Mishnah? And also, when you go to a kiddush, are you machmir to take two pieces of kugel for lechem mishnah when you're eating the mezainis? Some interesting shailos. There's another din though. Besides, we spoke about lechem mishnah. There's a din of shalosh seudos on Shabbos. It's also learned out from this week's parasha. The pasuk says in pasuk chaf hey. That's connected the three Seudas and who are the three Seudas connected? Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Moav Malki is connected David. And Rav Chitka argues, Rav Chitka says that Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim is three Seudas in the day besides the Seuda and the night. So who's the Rav Chitka Seuda connected? Rav Chitka. No, I don't know. But there are three Seudas. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Seudas B'Shabbos Nitzel Mishalosh Peronius Mechevle Shal Mashiach, because it says Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem Esaleov Lifnei Bo Yoim Hashem, with actually the word Yoim, and from Dina Shal Gehenim, because it says Yoim Evra HaYoim Ahu, and from Lachem Esgog Amogit by Yoim Boi Gog. So the Gemara says that the three Seudas, which are learned out from Hayoim, 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 are connected Mashiach, Gehenim, and Goig and Magoig. Which one is connected which? So the Bach actually, Afanorat and Simon Reish Sadi Aleph, the Bach explains that the Suda of Friday night is connected Shabbos Bereshis. That's why on Friday night we say Ata Kiddash, that we talk about Shabbos Bereshis. And that's the one that's connected Chevle Mashiach, which is going to be heralding in a new Bereshis. The second suit of the morning is Keneged Matan Torah, and that's why we say by davening Yismach Moshe, and that's Keneged Dina Shel Gehenem. And the third Suda is Ata Echad Keneged Olam Haba, and that's the one that's going to save you from Goyv Umogig. So there's actually a parallel between the three Sudas, although I saw in the Torah Tamim HaChomesh over here, in Mishalach, he says that he's not sure which one is Keneged which, but he says, could be, it means Shalashudas, because you know, Shalashudas is the hard one, you're not even hungry, and you make like a special push, that's going to save you from all three. You know, the Shalashudas, not Solish Sudas. The Shalashudas is going to be matzah you from all of these three in Yonim. I saw a fascinating vort from Menachem Mendel Mirimnev. It says, Kolamakayim Shalosh Sudas Nitzel from the Shloshet Dvarim, Chevli Mashiach, Gehenim and Goygu Magog. So he says like this, it says in the Gemara, Ilmolu Yisrael Shomru Shnei Shabbosos, Loi Ha Yisholten Behem Bechlal. So he says, the Yisoid is to prepare for Shabbos. He says, what's the Shnei Shabbosos? Bemis in Gemara Tainus and in the Zohar and in other Midrashim says one Shabbos. He says, you need a second Shabbos, you need to start early. You need to prepare early and be machnas Shabbos early. And if you machnas Shabbos early, that's what it means, Shnei Shabbosos. If you make your one Shabbos into Shnei Shabbosos, you start even early. You prepare all your three Sudas beforehand, you'll be Nitzel. And he says, the reason is because the 6,000 years of this world is connected the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. And then it's supposed to be the Elef HaShvi. And Mashiach is only going to come by the Elef HaShvi. But if it's Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos, if you prepare Shabbos early, and I think maybe he means it more Boif and Drush, if you're going to get ready for Mashiach early, he'll come. Meaning, you won't wait till the Elef HaShvi, so sit down and wait. You know? But if you want to start preparing the Seudas before, so then you'll be Nitzel from Chevli Mashiach, Din Gehenim, and Gerga Mogri, because you'll bring him out earlier. That's Kufa, how it will work. Now there's a Shtikl Pella though, Toises has the Kasha. The Gemara there says, again, if you'll keep, in one place it says Shabbos Echad, in the other place it says in Yishmu Shnei Shabbosis, and we're saying now it means just starting Shabbos early, but whatever it means, let's say, let it be two Shabbosis. So two Shabbosis, Mashiach's going to come. Frek Toisvis, Anida, Dafid Gimel. There's another Gemara in Yivamis also, but the Toisvis is Anida. Omer Rav Yossi, Ein Ben David Ba, Achi Yichla Kol HaNesham HaSheh B'Guf. Mashiach is not going to come until all the Neshamas come out of Guf. Guf is this something in Shemayim, a room that has all the Neshamas, and all the Neshamas, when people are born, a Neshama comes in, and Mashiach is not going to come until all the Neshamas come out of Guf. There's a process. I mean, it doesn't work stop. So how could it happen in 2 weeks? You tell me here, they'll keep two Shabbosos. Twice as cash. You keep two Shabbosos. And here it says, it's Ad Sheikh Kol Neshama Sheba Guf. Machlokes HaSugis. So some are going to say, it's Be'ita and Achishena, this two Eifanim of the Geula. But Tois over there says, there'll be Moilet Harbi Bekeres Echad. Meaning, if Mashiach is supposed to come, all the Neshamas will come out that week. A lot of people will give birth to hundreds of kids, everything will come out. Someone wanted to tell me, it means like a Hoich Neshama, that's going to like have a lot of Neshamas in one Guf. But Tois' Lashon is, it will be Yoldim Bekeres Echad. Now the Pella is, Frek the Goyim, it takes 9 months to give birth. It's still going to take 9 months, you're giving him 2 weeks. And he says, no, it will be ready, Yemois HaMashiach, they'll be born that day. We'll work it out. That the neshama sheba guf will work out within the 2 weeks also. But I think it's all part of this one process. If we want to prepare for our shalish sudas and we say that we're ready beforehand and we're ready for the geula, ready earlier, so the Eibishter will also bring on the Shabbos early and all the chazals that have to work out, Be'ezer Hashem will.